grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Welcome, Chris Fowley. He's jotting through his phone. He's got all the facts about the weed stacks.
They're right there, at the tip of my tongue or something. Good afternoon.
What's going on in the weed realm? I saw somebody's managed to get actual bud into the country. Is that a thing? Did you see that?
Somebody
got some flower into the country for like...
Yes, the very first. Medleaf, one of the licensed companies, has spent the better part of a year working on that. And it hasn't come through the new medical cannabis scheme. It's come through a specialist approval, kind of like under the old rules.
Wow.
But,
so the Prime Minister's
so gone. Don't be confused thinking this is the scheme working. This is how long it used to take, and you know, as a matter of course. But they'd never approved flower, right? But here we go. So it's the first one. It's awesome. It's 15%. It's shishka berry. Good old shishka berry.
Okay. And, pretend like we don't know what that is, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a strain of cannabis. I believe it's Barney's Farm, I think, might be the original. I think it's won a cup or two. And apparently very nice. So the reports go. The report of the one patient.
You have to pick just the right one if you can only get one in. Like, you'd have to really do your research, wouldn't you? Like, I want it to just the right amount of, just a nice little bit of weed that really...
Yeah, it's part of the thing. And then you're kind of stuck in that confine, you know. You've set your specification for your product. You've got to a whole lot of money that you've spent to kind of do that, or time.
Yeah.
You know, in this case.
Do they, from that point, will they like make extractions from it and like change it into different stuff? Or will they just keep it in the flower and give it to like doctors to prescribe?
I think this is just a flower one. Right. We could maybe get them up here sometime, eh?
Do you know about it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Good old Courtney, Medleaf and Shane. So we can get them up here and they can have a chat here.
Okay.
Could be cool.
But I believe this is flower, so that's really awesome. You know, it kind of ties in nicely because there was a story in the something, in the stuff, wherever that was published in the real world, but it's inside the race to be New Zealand's first approved medicinal cannabis manufacturer. That was on Sunday, I think.
It's kind of meant how everyone's just charging on, like the referendum wasn't even a thing that even existed.
Well, not really. It's actually made it so much tougher, and a lot of the people, in fact, were kind of hoping or really had you know, all their plans and schemes were around the referendum passing too. Hmm. And so there's a bit of consolidation, I guess, or it's a bit like, ooh, okay, things just got real. Now you've got to be a pharma company. And the Ministry of Health have actually just published a list of all the people that have got licenses. They haven't said which ones they've got. So I think most of them are growers, and there's about 40. There is 40. It's on the Ministry of Health's website. And what we're really lacking is that pathway to get the products to market, the actual manufacturer side of things. Mm. And so a couple of the companies, you know, are trying to do that themselves, be the vertically integrated. You might have to get, you know, north of 100 million to kind of do that.
Oh,
and then what are your products going to cost?
Money? Like money dollars are you talking about?
This is pharmaceutical grade, you know. Right. So this is what I mean. Like, everyone was kind of assuming the referendum was going to pass. So the medical scheme is very pharma-based, and it doesn't really... This is why these flowers that have come in, they've come in under the old rules, not the new scheme.
That's really interesting.
How do they get to market? I mean, like, how do they get to the consumer? What is the rough?
Well, there's route. A huge amount of things you've got to do, but basically you've got to meet what's called the New Zealand Minimum Quality Standard. In addition to getting your licenses for your premise and your company and all that kind of thing, you've got to meet this minimum quality standard, and that is said to be the toughest in the world. It certainly seems to be. It's based on the European approach, but they've tweaked it a bit and got a hell of a lot harder. And in particular, there's some things that they're wanting to test for that no one else tests for in the world. So that's why imported products just can't come in, because they haven't had the test done. Mm-hmm. But in particular, they've set a microbe level that's kind of It's a bit what you would expect with something synthetic coming out of a machine, like a pill or something. They've given it that microbe level, and anything in the natural world, it's just incredibly hard to meet it. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the world have taken a much more. It's in the pharmacopoeia. You can just pick which level you want, and the rest of the world picked the higher one, and it just says if it's not feasible to go for this low one, then you could just have a higher one. And the rest of the world went for the high one, and that's doable. But the one they've set here, as soon as you open the packet, for example, to do the test, you know, to take a bit out to do the test, like the air will fail it. The microbes in the air will get in the test and will fail it. So it's incredibly tough, and that's basically why nothing's really appeared. So we need to get some change there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's doable. If we're happy to have irradiated cannabis, you know, we can do it. That's basically the way to meet this microbe level in New Zealand, is irradiate the cannabis.
The stuff that's just come in, will that
sounds
be
really close to eradicate.
Is that
that's,
able to
like
be
it.
Prescribed to?
Yeah, well, yes, it has been prescribed, that's the thing, but as I say, that's gone through the old rules. Mm. So under these new rules, you've now got these new rules overlaid on top, which are harder.
Okay.
But, you know, it's not insurmountable. It's not. You know, the good thing is this is just a position that the regulator can adopt under the rules, and I think they've accidentally adopted the tough one. Mm. And all they need to do is go, oh, we'll just do this other one then.
Get the twink out.
I feel like the problem word here is rules. That's where I kind of wear the. So I don't like that word.
That's right. Yeah. There's got to be some rules, you know, but yeah, I think they might have erred on the side of caution a little bit there. But other things, speaking of, growing and cultivation, we've just harvested a crop up at the uni for Zecan there.
What?
And this was, we did grew some clones out under LED lights that they actually made there. They have a good makerspace department there at the AUT with some boffin types with all their tools and bits and bobs.
Is
and
it
they,
like,
they
is
ripped
it like Mythbusters in there kind of thing?
It is a bit, yeah. Okay. And it's awesome. And so we did a grow off of their LEDs versus the industry standard sodium lamps, HPS lamps.
Hmm.
And certainly to my we're still waiting on the lab results. We've got to dry it and send it off to the lab, but certainly my own biological assay that I did, it certainly seemed a lot stinkier and juicier and more colourful.
So you actually
I was surprised. I've never been a big believer in the LEDs, to be honest, but
right,
here we go.
The proof will be
in the pudding, so hopefully in a week or two I'll be able to
minimal power
come back
and
some actual
and
test
minimal
results.
Heat as well. So do you actually cure the plant to full, like, kind of ready to go realm before they test it, or do you send off a wet plant?
You don't need
plant
to cure it as such, because right, they test for both the THCA and the THC, so
right,
and you add those together and there's your potential
there
THC.
Already. Yeah, it's not,
yeah. So curing isn't necessary, but you want to dry it so that it's nice and stable and it isn't going to go, like, mushy on the way,
okay,
or subject to how the lab might choose to dry it, like mm-hmm, on the radiator, or,
yep,
you know, with a hairdryer or something.
They
I don't know.
Do. The lab just made a fucking grow light. They're not going to just chuck it on the radiator. Come on. Sounds like they've got Google.
I'm talking the other lab, the testing lab.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, yep, that's all very interesting, you know. Good to do this kind of research and get the knowledge out there and not have it kind of all siloed and kept away.
It's exciting that there's weed being grown on campus here. It's exciting.
Shh.
What do you mean, shush? You just said it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Whoops. Damn, can we delete? No.
It's because there's a course you can actually take.
There you go. It's all research.
Yeah.
Speaking of, and that's the good thing about science, you know, even if something goes wrong, it's all research, you know, as long as you're learning. Colorado, speaking of research, as part of their, you know, of course they were the first place to go properly legal, right? And
how many years ago, Chris, now?
About 10?
Yeah, I'm going to say 10.
I'm going to say 9, actually. I always go...
I feel like it was longer.
I should have known that, because this is actually 2012, so... And it took effect New Year's Day 2014, so I don't know what's up with the years of the 7-year one or something.
Can
I don't know, but their law and our law did the same. If the referendum had passed, it had a 5-year. You know, I think it was a 5-year. It was like you must do all this research and you must report back, and then da da da. So this is the Colorado one, and not surprisingly, crime down, arrest down, revenue up, tax revenue. These are all very good things. The rest of the other things, what they're saying, though, there's a few blips in that are just making the trends a little bit unclear as of yet. Like what they found, for example, was a blip in out-of-state crime, but then a drop in that. And of course, when you have states right next door to them that aren't legal, then that encourages that kind of out-of-state crime.
I'm wondering,
and
then
they've all gone legal now.
So. Have they got stats on study high, take the test high, get high scores?
Ooh. That's a different one.
Don't be like that. That's a good
one. I think it's a different one. The good thing.
Maybe if you're an adult. Yeah.
No change in fatalities involving marijuana impaired drivers. This is a good thing to know as well. Adults were using more cannabis, but it was the older adults, as we've said. You know, it's the boomers and so on getting back into it.
Mm.
But there has been an increase in hospitalizations, mostly, you know, edibles and things, people having too much, or children
people pushing the boat
access.
Out because there's brand new things become available, and they want to figure out how to do it the best.
That's right. But then they're also saying that, you know, with the change in the rules, there's less stigma and people are more comfortable talking about things and better data collection.
Oh, yeah. If you're and like, oh, my God, I'm weeding out, you can go to a doctor and they can maybe give some vitamin C and get you some sugar and just get your head right. A doctor knows what's going on now. It's not like
probably
a big mystery.
Probably knows more than that even.
Exactly. Yeah, yes, I was just sort of... You know. What I'm saying is just hang in there.
Work.
You'll learn something
from
an extreme experience. You're not going to die. That's the rad thing about it.
So yes, that's right.
Stop
so
rubbing your face, John. These are great tips to people, I think.
Just write it out, man.
It is.
Write
it out. It is, man. We'll be here on my
way. We're going to the hospital, brother.
You'll be fine. It may come back in waves as well, so just...
So good thing anyway that they're doing this report, and it occurred to me though that it was only on the yes vote that we were going to get a similar report. You know, if the referendum had come in, they're going to look at all these things and give us this report. Well, the same should be happening under prohibition, right? That if the no
True.
Vote, given it only won by like 1% or whatever,
yeah,
you know, let's have the regular reporting on prohibition.
Yeah,
you know, let's
have
that research like an annual or a 5-yearly, whatever the hell. Hopefully not 5-yearly.
If it's so evil, let us know.
Well, if they think it's so good, we should be
as
saying
well.
It. But, you know, yeah, come on, stump up. Let's do the research. Either way, it shouldn't just be on the legalizers. It should be on the prohibitionists to justify keeping this law.
Somebody's tried out what we were talking about. Don't put your herb on the oil column heater. I was impatient.
Don't do it.
Then very disappointed. You may have vaped your weed.
Well, done carefully, you could, I guess. Yeah. Okay, and now study of the week. Here's a slightly interesting one, although I'm just going to try and condense it from all the scientific, you know, gobbledygook. CB1, this is a receptor, one of your main cannabinoid receptors. It turns out it protects against pesticide toxicity. This is this new study from researchers in Maryland and Pennsylvania, and what they're saying is this might actually explain, go to the heart of why cannabinoids are protective for humans, not just humans, but for mammals. So what they were looking at was these organophosphates, and you know, which are some pretty horrible things like sarin gas and these sorts of things. So the way that they work, where it's doing this process, LTD, long-term depression. It's not the way that people are feeling, or the little animals they gave these to. It's you know, don't think about too much about giving pesticides to all these insects, I think. Anyway, it's not that they felt depressed,
now.
But it was depressing areas of their activity, and the offshoot of that was that it causes other areas to excite too much, and then death. And there's your pesticide, right? And but what they found was that the if they knocked out these CB1 receptors. This effect was much more increased. In fact, all the mammals died within 2 hours when they just took out these CB2 receptors. They just died, the CB1 ones.
Wow.
So basically what they're saying is that these that your endocannabinoid system
the fundamental
is protecting against these pesticides that are coming in. And without it, you know, as a functioning system, you would have a much greater effect.
So it's not an appendix at all. They know that it's an important thing now.
It's adding to the weight of it.
Yeah, that's right on.
That's
well,
right.
I mean, it's prevalent in just about in most living things, isn't it? Or is it just humans?
Everything with a spine with a nervous system.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
We fucking do the math, everyone. You know.
Chris Valley, what's happening at the hemp store?
But a couple of things coming up. What have we got? One is that, in fact, I'm going to say three. One is next week. It's late night on next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Is the late night all over K Road? What do we call it? First Thursdays. Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. The Saturday after that. That's Saturday the 7th. So not this one coming up, but the Saturday after. So just plenty of time for everyone to know. Know your stuff. Going to be in store that Saturday, 11 to 3, doing the testing. This is your substances of concern. Got something lurking in the cupboard? Whatever. What the hell's that someone gave you at a party? Well, don't just neck it, come in and get it tested. Mm. And also we've been talking to them about potentially with your cannabinoid products too, because of course you really want to, there's a lot of weird things out there like that. Mm-hmm. It turns out the oils and the balms are very difficult to test on their equipment because of the what they're held in, the oil and the kind mm-hmm. of balm. But flower, they're not going to be able to tell you potency, but if you've got a flower of concern, if you're thinking, has this been sprayed with something? Have I got some of that PGR we've been talking about? Have we got some weird chemicals
so
or whatever?
So they'll tell you what's not supposed to be there,
they
pretty
might
much.
Be able to. They're not going to promise, but they're thinking if they can wave it around the machine, they
that's
might
cool.
get a hit
that's
off
cool
it. They might be able to tell you. As I say, won't be able to do potency, but they might be able to say, you know, is there something in there that you really don't want to be in there?
Sometimes I'll get and it'll just smell like someone's like sprayed it with something that's supposed to smell good, you know what I mean?
So I'm wondering, could well be
stuff like that, yeah. You know what I mean? So it'd be interesting to see.
You know, there was even a phase in the UK where they were putting glass beads on the buds to just make it look more crystally.
What?
Little tiny glass beads that all glinty.
What the fuck? Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you even make those little glass beads?
It was for something, can't
it's
remember
cooked.
What. Third thing, though, and this is a little self-pat on the back. The old hemp store is in the Westpac Auckland Business Awards. Mm-hmm. And someone nominated us, and we're in there as being awesome. Community impact is the category. They get
fair
like
enough,
1,500
yeah.
entries or something, and the judging panel came around yesterday, and we're in the shortlist.
Wow.
Which I'm pretty, quite, you know, impressed with. Yeah!
That's great.
And so actually, like a whole lot of other really cool businesses, there's a People's Choice Awards, and if you just Google like Westpac Business Awards, it's going to come up, and look for, we're in like the central zone or something. And you can vote for us and anyone else, of course. So you get 3 votes, and yeah, there's heaps of cool businesses nominated.
Okay. Nice one, Chris.
Congratulations.
All right, cheers.
Thanks, mate. See you at the Hemp Store.
Nice. See ya.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with me.